This is Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb in for Jane Lindholm. Does League of Legends or Fortnite sound familiar to you? Well, they're some of the most popular video games out there. Maybe you play them, or maybe people in your family do. But do you think of them along the same lines as real sports, let's say, as basketball, softball, soccer, and volleyball might be considered? The College of St. Joseph does, which is why they field a team of gamer athletes on their esports team. VPR producer Rick Sangari spoke with head coach and esports director Chris Toll about what goes into the esports program and if the school struggles with enrollment and plans to avoid closure are affecting any athletic teams, including esports. But the first question was a fundamental one. What's the difference between collegiate esports and just a bunch of college kids playing video games in their dorm?
The large difference actually is the amount of energy and focus they put into the game. When players are and people are playing socially, they're more focused on having fun and unwinding and reduce stress with a lot of their friends. When you switch over into the competitive mode, though, you're focusing more on the micro and the macro plays in the game itself that helps propel you to that next level and lets you compete with some of the world's best players.
How long has esports been a collegiate competition?
For collegiate teams, I believe they've been around for about 5 years or so. I know that the member institution that we're part of, which is NACE, has had, I think this is their inaugural year as well, but they've had some teams that have been part of their organization for the past couple of years.
You now have an esports arena at College of St. Joseph. So how does having this arena help your team?
It gives them actually a central location to come and have free access to the facilities so that way they don't have to worry about any other conflicting times of classes or other people that need to use the space itself. And we really kind of separate all those distractions for those players that can actually concentrate on the game itself.
We're all familiar with a big hockey or basketball arena, but what does an esports arena actually look like?
Well, ours is kind of humble because this is our first year. So right now we have 5 game computers with 5 esports type chairs, like gaming chairs. We also have a couple consoles in the way of like an Xbox One and a PS4. And we also have a large viewing screen. So when we're either going through matches after the players have gotten done playing, we can do some post-game review, or before they actually get into the game and start playing, we can do some educational prep for it so they actually can figure out what to do next for how they can get better at the game, rather.
Can spectators actually come and watch matches or practices?
They can. Currently, they'll have to stand, unfortunately, but we are in the works of setting up an online platform, which is twitch.tv, in which any player or any person at home can log into their computer or their smartphone and watch our players either practicing or competing remotely.
So without any chairs for spectators, it's standing room only at every match this year or this coming
currently,
year.
Yeah. We do actually have the ability to stream everything right to our theater as well, our Tuttle Hall auditorium. So if we actually have a large event where we're having the public come in and check us out, we can actually stream it there so they can watch the players real time.
And then what happens at an actual match or tournament? Do you have an announcer calling the action?
Typically, yeah. There will be actually a desk kind of like you have at any traditional sports playoffs where there will be a few panelists that will be talking about the match itself. They'll be talking about the players or the certain plays that have happened just recently. They'll also be doing a lot of interviews after the match is over with or prep for the actual match itself. We haven't really gotten there yet because this has all been kind of team building for us this year, mm-hmm. but we're looking forward to that for next year.
How many competitors are on a team, which at St. Joe's is called the Archangels, right?
It is, yeah. Right now we have a couple teams for League of Legends. Typically it depends on the game itself that we're competing in. So for games like League of Legends, they have like a 5-player team per side, though our teams themselves will be about 6 players per team, so we'll have 1 reserve player. For other games like Fortnite, we'll have probably 4 players. Some of the other games will really depend on the titles themselves.
And what are the scrimmages and the tournaments actually like? What will be going on?
A lot of them will be, I think for the actual playoffs, we can't stream those legally. Because you don't want your opponents to log into your stream and see what's happening real time on your side. But for scrimmages and practices, they'll be seeing the players' screens themselves and maybe even the players' faces if we have webcams for them. but they'll get to see what's happening real time as the players are playing.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Chris, the esports team is in the College of St. Joseph athletic department. Am I right about that?
Yep.
So why is this?
We're part of the athletic department. Yep. And our arena itself is actually in our main St. Joseph's Hall campus facility.
So why is this in the athletic department when other, I'll say, non-physical competitive teams like a College Bowl or debate team would not be?
Because this is more about the team setting and not so much about competing individually. And part of that is more because they're having to fulfill certain positions or coordinate together to figure out how to overcome each other's strategies.
And is the College of St. Joe's doing this, having an esports team, in part as a recruitment tool?
Partially. For me, it's been more of something for the students to do while they're here on campus, and they already have a passion for this kind of activity. So I want to help them have a venue where they can come and not just play, but get to that next level. Just like what we have with traditional sports, I want to have it so players who are interested in becoming pro one day even have this venue where they can come and hone their skills, maybe get a little bit better, and they get some advice on how to work on their part of the game so they can function better on a team.
And Chris, what's the best game for you? What are you really great at?
I play a whole range of things. Currently, because of my duties here, I've been focusing a lot more on League of Legends. But I don't know. I like a lot of the traditional old school RPGs on like the Super Nintendo.
In light of the school's recent announcement, considering closing but remaining open, have there been any changes to the plans for the esports team or the arena?
Not at all, actually. We already have all the equipment that we need to in order to run with our plans for this coming year. So we have all the equipment that we need to field the teams for the games that I've selected for this coming year.
Are any of the school's athletic teams being affected?
Not that I've known yet. I'm still working with the athletics department because we have a new athletic director. So we're still making some changes here and there.
Have you heard from any of your team or potential student athletes that they'll transfer or not come to the school?
I've had one student that's already transferred, but for the most of the players from this year are planning on returning, so it's a good sign, at least.
Are athletics superfluous or an added expense the school could do without right now?
It depends. I mean, typically in the past, our student body has been primarily student athletes, so it'd be kind of difficult, I think, for retention for us to kind of deviate from that, per se, but at least as far as the esports department is concerned, we have no real overhead other than just the energy bills.
You don't travel to matches, correct?
Right, yeah, unless we actually make it to the playoffs, which hopefully we do, but there are other opportunities for us to get funding for those events.
Chris Toll is esports head coach and director at the College of St. Joseph in Rutland. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.